Open Windows, October the 2nd.
God's All-Inclusive Way.
In Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2, we read, Long ago, and at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. It says that in the past God spoke in many ways, not only in different portions, but in different manners. It would take too long for us to go back to the Old Testament to see all the manners in which God spoke. Oh, he spoke by a thousand different means, sometimes by words and sometimes by acts. The manners were indeed diverse. However, the statement here is that at the end he speaks in one way, one all-inclusive way, and that is in his Son. God's Son is his one inclusive way of speaking at the end. On the one side, no one is going to get anything from God apart from Jesus Christ. God will absolutely refuse to speak other than in his Son. If you want to know what God wants to say to you, you have to come to his Son. On the other side, in Jesus Christ, we have all that God ever wants to say. Yes, we have far more of God speaking in his Son than we have yet come to understand. We have nothing apart from Jesus Christ, and we need nothing apart from him. Oh, you can read everything that has ever been written on Christian doctrine and still be the same man or woman. God's ways are very practical, and he teaches us by experience. That experience is sometimes very difficult and is called here the training of sons. Well, may the Lord Jesus impress our heart again with these things. God is still speaking in his Son, and his speaking is in order to get companions of his Son, companions of the heavenly calling and of Christ, who will go into the hard school and have to learn many lessons, but in learning them, they will come to understand how great is their inheritance in the Lord Jesus.